This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have him on here. I've been trying to chase down this CEO for the last 6 months, tried to invite him on the show, and we finally got him on here. We're talking about no other than Evio Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol EVIO. Their stock price is around $1.38. The other day, a press release came out, put a price target on them of $2. I even think that's undervalued. And with us today to talk about his company is the CEO of the company, William Waldrop. William, welcome to the show.
Well, Ev, thank you for having me. And sorry, I didn't mean to be elusive, but as you can tell, we've been very busy focusing on building the company over the last really 3 years, but 6 months specifically with the great opportunity that's in front of us in California.
Let me tell my listeners why I love your company. You're doing some great things out there. In 2015, this company was only doing $125,000 in revenue. In 2016, it jumped up to just a tad bit over $500,000. And 2017 was their breakout year. They did over $3 million in revenue. So explain to us the expansion plans that you have in 2018, William, and where do we go from here?
Absolutely. So, you know, as we've been growing over the last few years, you know, we've been focusing on first advisory services that we talked about, and then we moved into the analytical testing world and really focused on really developing the process, developing our methods, developing our proprietary, you know, program, if you will. And we've developed what we define as our Evio playbook. And so what you saw between 2016 and 17 is the execution of that playbook in the state of Oregon as it came online with a regulated, you know, medical marijuana and recreational marijuana environment. Now going forward, what we're looking at is taking advantage of other key opportunities. Most importantly, right in front of us is California as it went legal January 1st of this year.
Yep.
And as of July 1st of this year, 2018, they put forth a pretty stringent list of testing requirements. So what we're going to see here is that, you know, as Evio begins to deploy more labs throughout the state, we're going to be able to start to recognize that incremental revenue. Just as we did in Oregon from, you know, 16 to 17, we're going to start seeing that traction come into 2018 and beyond. Now, of course, our fiscal year ends in September. So, you know, we're only going to see only about 3 months of that California revenue, you know, coming into play. And, of course, we're really looking for the big uptick in 2019 as we have a full deployment of network labs throughout the state of California.
Well, let me tell my listeners that Evio Labs, you guys are a leading national provider of accredited cannabis testing, provided high-quality analytical and consulting service for the agriculture and biomedical industries in the United States. You know, compliance testing, now, you know, California is mandating it. I'm sure there's going to be other states that are going to come up and mandate it. I think you guys are at the right space at the right time.
Well, we hope so. I mean, we saw this happening in early 2015, and it's really where, you know, Evio kind of transitioned itself from just a consulting advisory services, staying in the ancillary space, right? Keep in mind that technically, we're not part of the supply chain. We don't touch the plant. You know, really, we're not allowed to even own any part of the supply chain. We're that check and balance in the industry. But being said that, you know, we saw where regulatory testing was going to be important, you know, from a few factors, right? In the past, testing was really determining the potency of a product, determine how much it was worth on the wholesale side. But now it's really about protecting consumer safety, right? You know, the NASCAR dads, the soccer moms who are using cannabis for simple things, right? Like joint pain or arthritis or insomnia. You know, the little things that we just need every single day to get through. But they want to make sure that they are consuming a clean product, right?
Absolutely.
They know it's been through a proper regulatory process that is free of any contaminants, pesticides, residual solvents if you're, you know, consuming maybe an edible of some nature. Of course, you also need to understand, you know, from a dosing side, right? How much am I consuming? You know, if I'm a first-time user of cannabis and I'm trying to use it to maybe deal with some, you know, back pain I have, you know, there's been people who use, you know, cannabis for intense medical reasons. You know, maybe they're dealing with cancer or they're dealing with some other stringent disease, and yes, they need very, very high doses, but for the new person, if you will, a few milligrams is more than enough to start, you know, a treatment plan. So being said that, you know, they need to make sure that they really know what they're buying, and testing is imperative to ensure, you know, proper labeling and proper understanding on the consumer side.
Absolutely. I think you guys are doing a great job for that. You know, I was reading one of your press releases. You guys just recently moved into the international market in Canada, and I think you acquired like 41% or something percentage of Keystone Lab acquisition. Bring us up to speed on that, and what is that all about, and what's that going to do for the company?
Well, yeah, first of all, just for the listeners, in Canada, you know, cannabis is federally legal. So, you know, anywhere you go in Canada right now, you're able to secure medical marijuana, medical cannabis. And there's a number of licensed producers that are providing that service. Well, in 2018, Health Services Canada has expanded that, and they're currently in the process of actually rolling out a recreational program across the entire country. Now, every province is a little bit different. Won't go into that today. But what's important is that there's a great opportunity here with a very limited number of, and you know, kind of it's kind of a funny name, licensed dealers. In Canada, Health Services Canada, you know, basically issues the national licenses on who's able to test controlled substances. So that could include everything from, you know, cocaine to heroin to cannabis, all falls in that category. They call them licensed dealers, which I think was an oxymoron, if you will, because their job really is, once again, to ensure that the product is clean before it goes to market. And we're really excited about it because, you know, we've acquired a lab that has already been licensed, actually been licensed for 2 years. They have a great relationship, great management team. They need some expertise coming in from Evio, you know, leveraging our background and deployment strategies so that we could truly help them really attack the entire Canadian market. So to be clear, actually, we have acquired 50% ownership interest of Keystone Labs. They're located up in Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada. And that is targeted to close on May 1st. So we signed our definitive agreements last week, as you said in the announcement, and we're targeting to close on May 1st.
You know, when I look at companies, I try to bring companies on my show, I look for real products, real management, you know, real revenues. You guys just recently brought on David Kane, I believe, new CFO. Where did he come from, and what's he going to do for the company?
Well, we're really happy to have David Kane join our team. David, previously to joining Evio, was actually working for Trike Industries. They were a large, vertically licensed cultivator, retailer here in the state of Nevada. I'm happy to be sitting in Nevada today, so that's why I say here. As well as, of course, he brings in a breadth of experience as CFO of a number of publicly traded companies in the past. He's had opportunities to be head of their accounting departments in both Virgin Records and Disney, as well as the UCLA Alumni Association. So he brings together a breadth of great experience, both industry as well as regulatory as well as operational, and we're very excited to have him join our team.
My guest today is Evio, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EVIO. Like I said, I think they're undervalued here at $1.38. Industry needs, you know, reliable, consistent, standardizing cannabis testing. Is there a lot of competition out there, William? And you know, take me from the process of how do you guys make it from, you know, one strain to another strain that makes it, you know, everything congruent, if you will, from state to state?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're right. I mean, the biggest element here is standardization and consistency within the industry. And going into Oregon, you know, they had their own accreditation body called the ORLAP, and all of the labs that operated and under that accreditation had to adhere to a certain standard. Give you a little example in history there. When we acquired our first lab in Bend, Oregon, there were actually 40 labs in the state of Oregon.
Wow.
By the time that October 1st, a year later, October 1st of 16 came around, and all of the labs had to become accredited and licensed with the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, that 40 was now 12, of which Evio owned 4 labs. So, you know, the bar is continuing to raise, and every state now is requiring labs to become accredited. So, you know, our licensees in Florida and Colorado, we've assisted them becoming accredited over the last 6 months. We're in the final days and phases of getting our labs in Massachusetts and Berkeley accredited. So as every single lab comes online, they have to operate to a certain standard. We've already built that standard. Now we just have to go through the process, which can take anywhere from, you know, really 60 to 90 days in some cases, you know, for a new lab as we deploy them to get fully certified by what's defined as an ISO certification.
Well, we're kind of running out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on the show. It is a great pleasure to have you on the show. I'm a huge fan of the company and what you guys are doing. Also, congratulations on your first quarter. You did $946,000, up about 41% year over year. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon, William, that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I think the key thing here is, look, we're going through a dynamic growth process right now, as well as industry is in it's in a very new state, so it's going through ebbs and flows in a sense. So I think the key thing is look, you know, Evio is here as a long-term proposition. We are working towards building out a coast-to-coast, you know, network of company-owned labs. And I think that's one last thing I will mention here, Ev, is that I did mention that we have two labs that are licensees, but as we move forward, you know, all of the other labs that Evio will have is going to be company-owned. And the key thing is that allows us to have a consistent experience, a consistent accreditation, a consistency across the nation, and to ensure that our clients that now are becoming more multi-state, multinational, have a partner that they can rely on in the future as this industry continues to grow.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update on your great company and what's going on.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure, Ev.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.